Chapter 27. Hangin' or Lashin'. In an open space in the woods, angry slaveholders confront the five slaves they've caught and the two white men they accuse of conspiring to help the slaves escape, one of whom is Loopy Dixon, who just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Led by Cyrus Linden, the slaveholders surround the group of terrified captives. Ropes are thrown over the sturdy limb of a huge tree. The crowd demands that the culprits be hanged. Hang 'em! Hang 'em! Edwards, who's just arrived, forces his way to the front. Boys, we all oppose execution on Christian principles, don't we? Noisy arguing interrupts. Jim Rock, a tough trapper and friend of Loopy Dixon, is a queer little figure with a wry, hard face. He saunters up as the gallows is erected and shouts, "Don't hang him! Give him a taste of the rawhide!" Edwards moves away, seeing that a crude confrontation is about to occur. Loopy Dixon, shackled, desperately tries to convince the slave owners that he's their man. He screams, "Yeah, thrash him!" Linden raises his voice to call the crowd back to order. "Make him confess who put him up to it." Linden calls for a show of hands to keep this democratic. "Those for hanging?" Hands shoot up. "Those for lashing?" Another forest of hands. Linden announces the vote. Close, but lashing wins. The citizens form two lines, each one giving one of the culprits, including the two white captives, five strokes with a big whip, then passing his whip back to the next. Jim Rock watches from the sidelines as the black captives are whipped, but he pushes forward as they start to whip Dixon. Loopy Dixon, screaming in pain, cries, "Stop lashing me! I done it! I done it! I helped them niggers get away, but I didn't mean to. I tried to turn them in." The crowd turns on Dixon, ready to make him their scapegoat. One slaveholder says, "Let's just hang this bastard to show we won't tolerate white folk helping slaves escape." Commotion rises as the slaveholders argue amongst themselves. Loopy is shivering in his shoes. Desperate, he gazes toward Rock, his last hope. Jim Rock swaggers forward. "Hold on. I know this fella's a right good slave catcher. You're making a mistake hanging him." Jim Rock, self-important, commands, "Let him go. I'll take charge of him. He can work for me, catching escaped slaves." The slaveholders look at each other, decide to untie Loopy, and turn him over to Jim Rock.